an O.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Let me tell you, how many can testify God always comes through? We always win. Amen. Might take a few punches, but you always win the fight. You always, at the end, we're going to win this thing ultimately. In order to be an overcomer, first of all, we have to learn to live from our spirit and not just our mind, and especially not just how we feel in our body. Amen. Feelings will put vast limitations on you. It's our faith that comes from our spirit. Faith is a component of your spirit. It's a characteristic of your spirit, not just your head. You know, we can have information and know things, but that doesn't necessarily equate to faith. Faith is a characteristic of the spirit man, all right? So we overcome by faith, and we're taking a look at the spirit of an overcomer. Let me say it again. If we're going to be overcomers, we must learn to live from our spirit. Not be governed. You know, sometimes we can be influenced. Sometimes fear try to strike you when you see certain things or you hear certain things or you feel certain things. But even though it strikes, we strike back at it. And we strike back at it with our faith. Amen. You know, the word calls faith a shield, which is able to quench, you know, all the lies. You know, when the devil comes at you with thoughts and that they're fiery. You know, like in ancient times, well, even nuclear bombs, you know, exposing that. But in ancient times, they would light up arrows and they would shoot them over into the huts and stuff and they'd catch everything on fire. But it says to take the shield of faith that is able to quench fiery darts, the fiery darts. The devil can throw all the fiery darts he wants, but your shield of faith is like putting water on them. Amen. It hit the shield, and then the fire goes out. Amen. So the spirit of an overcomer. Let me say it one more time. We must learn to live, to draw from our spirit man to be an overcomer. Your mind can get confused. I don't care how much you know. I don't care what you know. I don't care where you've been, what your experience is. Your mind, there's a bit of confusion. And you get caught up in your mind, that can confuse you. But if you live from the Spirit, Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. Amen. Now, the interesting thing is that most people in the world, there are people that haven't, you know, that don't have sight, that don't, or maybe born blind or lost their sight. But most people, I would say, have sight, but not everybody can see. Amen. Let me say it again. Most people have sight. They can see out here and colors and all that, but there aren't everyone that can see. It's like an artist or someone that's has a profession. You know, an artist can look at a painting and see what you don't see. You can see the painting, but they can see a whole lot more in the painting that the untrained eye can't see. If we're going to move forward from where we are, we have to lose sight of some things. Amen. I say, if you're going to move forward from where you are now, you've got to lose sight of some things. You know, when I used to be in missions, and from time to time I would take a trip on one of the mission ships, we go out to sea headed to the islands. You know, when you're coming out of the inlet, you can see the land and you see all the lights and all of that stuff. But after a while, you don't see that no more. Amen. Matter of fact, you don't see nothing in front of you but water. Nothing to the side of you but water, and nothing behind you but water. In other words, if you're going to discover new horizons, you got to lose sight of the shore. Come on, you got to push out far enough from the shore. Tell somebody, stop being scared. You got the spirit of an overcomer. Amen. Don't be afraid to take that risk when you know that the Spirit of God is unctioning you. But in order to discover new horizons, you got to lose sight of the shore and take that into your thinking processes in order to be renewed in your mind. Sometimes you got to stop thinking the way you've been thinking. You got to replace those old, dusty, beat down thoughts of defeat. Amen. That you allow to linger in there. You need to clean the attic out and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Amen. Okay, so in order to discover these new horizons, we got to lose sight of some things. You got to turn your back on some stuff. Sad but true, sometimes you got to turn your back on some people. Because all you get is negative vibes. All you get is evil. All you get is distraction. All you get is traps and criticism. Amen. So in Proverbs chapter 3, start at verse 21 through 24. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 through 24. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. He's talking about the word of God, the promises of God, in which are precious truths. Or let me say, the wisdom of God found in his word. So the Lord is telling his son, my son, let not them depart from your eyes. In other words, keep your eye gate on the word. Amen. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. If you don't keep the word going through your eye gate, you're going to be looking at something else. Amen. I said, if you're not allowing the word to dominate or to direct your eyes, you're going to be looking at something else. And you know, if you look at something long enough, you're going to look wrong. Amen. It's nothing wrong with looking at a handsome dude or a pretty lady, but you look too long, amen, you're going to start looking wrong. Amen. Say amen, somebody. Amen. All you young people. Appreciate, but don't look too long now. Devil start bombarding your mind with stuff. All right, so let me finish reading here. Verse 22, so shall they be life when we keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to your neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and your foot shall not stumble. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. Yea, you shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet. You look at all these horror movies and murder stuff and violence all the time, and you wonder why you can't sleep or why you had these crazy dreams. Your eye gate, hello, the eyes of your mind locked in on all this crazy, and it affects your spirit. But when we allow the word to consistently come into our eye gate, tell somebody beside you, read the word. Come on, tell them, study the word. And then obey the word. Keep it before you. Keep it as the center of your life. And you know what? Your spiritual eyes will be open. Your spiritual senses will be keen. Now in Proverbs 29 verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. And when we talk about the law, we're not talking about the Mosaic law. He that keepeth the law keeps the word. Amen. I mean, we need to keep the word in our hand. Come on, we need to keep the word going into our eye gate. We need to keep the word coming out of our mouth. We need to hide the word in our heart. Come on, we are word people. Amen. We're not ordinary. We are peculiar. Why? Because the word is what governs our life. Now, it says here in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision. And that's a manifold meaning there. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Vision has to do with not just, you know, something that God's shown you, but predominantly so, it has to do with divine instruction. Where there is no divine instruction, the people perish. And that word perish has to do with casting off restraint. It's like your money. If you don't tell your money what to do, it's going to do something of its own accord. You understand what I mean? If we don't have vision, we cast off restraint. If you're not seeing, you know, you have no boundaries. You have no real discipline. And so you have to, you know, just go with any wind of doctrine or the sleight of men or be deceived or do anything because you have no restraints. But when you have vision, listen, you cut off a whole bunch of stuff out of your life. As a matter of fact, I'll go as far as to say this and take it with a grain of salt, but somebody that really, really seeks God, their life is kind of boring. Yeah, take it with a grain of salt now. You understand what I'm saying? Because they don't do a whole lot. They ain't involved in everything. You ain't going to see them everywhere. Why? They like Paul said, he said, I do this one thing I do. But see, when you get through that door of that one thing and you encounter him, that's all you need. That'll be all you want. Amen. All right. So most have sight, but not everybody seeing. So we want to be able to see. Now, our perception, especially our spiritual perception, you know, we can exercise our senses to discern. You can, you know, a lot of times you can just, without the spirit, you can tell when somebody ain't right. Amen. You know, even a child is known by his ways. You know, it don't take a rocket scientist or somebody deep in the Lord to, you know, children, you know, sometimes, you know, you behold them and somebody take them and they look at them and go to screaming, you know, something wrong. Even a child know. You understand? So our perception is based upon the pureness of your heart.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.